The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Again, Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Miss Robin this morning.
Good morning.
My beloved future bride. And we're just enjoying the show today. And she's been riding with me. We've been delivering Maryland Loves Crabs magazine across the state. It's online at mdlovescrabs.com. And we have a caller on the line. Chuck, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Chuck.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Pretty good first hour of calls.
A lot of callers. That's right. That's a good thing. I mean, it was like Facebook of the air, but other than that, it was fun.
People were covering for the lack of computer.
I guess they were. Yeah.
And they didn't want to just listen to you drone on and on.
What do you mean, drone on and on? You mean present the topics of the outdoors of interest to everyone?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I want to change the subject a little bit from rats and rabbits.
Thank you. Good. Good. What's up?
To deer.
Good.
I know I sent you that text message, but we'll talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
Last week, I was driving to my father-in-law's and rounded a curve, and just as a deer had jumped over the guardrail.
Right.
It saw me, turned around, and it didn't go over the guardrail. It went under the guardrail. He did a limbo.
Wow.
I mean, I was like flabbergasted. Good thing there wasn't a lot of traffic. I stopped dead. I couldn't believe what I saw.
That's crazy. Under the guardrail.
Went under the guardrail.
I've never seen that.
I've not seen that, no.
And it just proves how low they can get.
They can drop. You're right about that.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, that was amazing. So
What size was it?
It was a good size doe. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the yearling. It was bigger than the yearling. But,
right.
You know, my one buddy said, "Well, that's probably a fawn." I said, "No, it wasn't no fawn."
Wow!
You can tell by the size. So.
Yeah. I was reading something. I don't know if you get news from the Quality Deer Management Association. Apparently, I wound up on their newsletter somehow. But a couple of, I don't know, a month or so ago, they sent out this newsletter that they had attended the Southeastern Deer Conference or something like that, and they'd done a lot of research on the time of day that deer are active. And they, from their study, they concluded that does and fawns are more active midday than they are late and early. They believe that this has been a learned behavior because of coyotes being active early in the morning and late in the evening, you know, at dusk and so forth.
Right.
And that's the time they're prowling and hunting. So the does and the fawns are active during the middle of the day when the coyotes are in their dens.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I mean, yeah. You know, deer are very adaptable. And
I mean, I've seen it on my trail cam up in Emmitsburg. Headed up there for 7 weeks about and had coyote on it 3 times.
Right. Yeah.
And it was at night, but
sure.
I had it on there.
Yeah.
Hey, and also you and I agree that use of minerals, we just differ on how we present them.
Yeah.
You know, I use the trophy rocks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I usually put two out a year, one in the spring, one in the fall.
Right.
Well, I put my trophy rock up in Baltimore County at the place I go hunting, that I hunt. And it was at the beginning of, this is June, beginning of May. I had to replace it last week.
Wow.
It was it 20 pound trophy rock that had been ate down to about a quarter of the size.
Which goes to prove that what the people that produce the minerals have to say. In the time, not the time to put out the minerals is the fall before the hunting season. The time is to put them out in the spring,
right,
prior to the fawning season. And right, what it does in the spring, those deer know when they need those minerals.
That's
okay,
right.
So it does a couple of things. Not only does it help with emerging antler growth, when the bucks start to grow their antlers in May, you know, and they're coming off of a winter and they're trying to rebuild their skeletal structure, which they will do first before any effort goes into, you know, building a set of antlers. But it'll help with that, the skeletal, you know, density and so forth. Then it'll help to aid not only the size, but the density, the strength, the growth of the antlers with the minerals. I mean, it's a lot of calcium in the minerals and so forth. So that's part of it. The other thing it does when the does are nearing the term of, you know, dropping the fawns, they'll also seek out minerals. And what that does is it helps to increase a robust milk production for the fawns with the calcium as well.
Right.
So,
right,
you know, spring is the time to put out your minerals.
Right. I just keep them out, the trifle rock out all year.
Yeah, yep. I mean, nothing wrong with that. I mean, a lot of guys use mineral sites. There's a new one over on the shore. What is his name? I'll think about it here, but I'll let you know. But that's part of the deal. And it looks to me like the deer have found your minerals, and you have you're doing the right thing over there.
Keep it in the same place, and they come back after year.
Sure, exactly.
It hit the one up in Emmonsburg's been hit too, but not as bad as as good as the one in Baltimore County's been hit so far. But
Where are there more deer, Chuck?
About the same.
Really?
Okay.
Well, you sent me a lot of your trail cam pictures. You sent me some of some decent deer, but then you sent me some pretty really good deer, you know, with better racks and so forth. Was that the Baltimore County location?
No, that was all from
From Emmitsburg. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, because I haven't pulled the camera at Baltimore County yet.
Right.
I'm gonna go up next week and pull it, but
right,
I just took my trophy rock up to get
sure
the plunge.
Well, whatever you're doing it right.
I'm trying.
All right, man.
Hey, talk to you later, bud.
Thanks, man.
Have
see you, Chuck.
Chuck.
Take care.
Talk to you later, Robin. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there goes Chuck. We promised the screech owl sound, the sound you hear at night that may alarm you and frighten you to some degree. So Robin's been doing a little research, and we'll play that here shortly. You ready? Right up to the microphone, right there.
I thought it had the other sound in it, too.
Play the other one.
That was it.
Yeah. Play it again. There's like 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one that sounds like George Jetson.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's Pacific screech owl.
No, we don't want Pacific.
I know, that's just something different. I got all kinds.
Just play the Eastern screech owl so if people hear it, they know what they're hearing. That's the one right there. If you hear that at night, that would knock you out. Especially if you're close. Mr. Dale in Easton, how are you?
Good morning, sir.
What's morning, up, Dale?
I trust Robin survived the masochist yesterday.
Just barely. Yesterday's been the worst so far.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You have to be careful with those people, Robin, because some of them have a little... I think they have a mean streak in them. I've had a couple like
they're
that.
They're a little sadistic, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
It reminds me of an ad I saw in the city paper when I first moved down here, Dale, mid-'80s, you know, started seeing the city paper. And I was actually featured in the city paper at one point when I started the venison program and so forth. I got it somewhere at the house. But there was an ad in the back that was S&M store. And it talked about the things they had and the location. And then the big tagline was black and blue specials throughout the store.
Oh, my gosh. That's bad.
I know it's bad, but that's what they advertised. I'm a student of advertising. What can
go.
I say?
There you go. Alan, quick story about sounds in nature.
Yeah.
Back in almost 40 years ago when I was in Africa, we'd come in from hunting one late afternoon evening. We had supper, and then we went out on the veranda overlooking this big valley. Had dessert, and dessert for people over there was cheese and fruit.
Okay.
We were cutting up the cheese and maybe having a libation or two, and all of a sudden I hear this, and I didn't know what it was, and I turned to the guy, Jeff Broom, and I said, Jeff, what in the... And he had this great big smile on his face. Lions.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you what, to this day, Alan, every time I hear that sound, the hair on the back of my neck stands.
I bet.
Of all the stuff I've heard in nature.
Lions,
I guarantee you, lions at night. And they were a long ways away.
Sure.
How soundly carried, but I'll never forget that.
I will tell you one I will never forget. That is an angry bear at 25 yards.
Yeah, that's right. You were telling me.
Yeah. First bear hunt, first night in the woods. When it gets dark in the wilds of New Brunswick, it gets dark, especially when you're an hour from camp. There's no streetlights. And it was an overcast night, and it was dark, dark. You say you can't see your hand in front of your face. You literally could not see your hand in front of your face. It was very, very dark. And I hadn't seen a bear. I'd smelled a bear. I knew there was a bear behind me at one point, but nothing on the bait. The bait's at 25 yards. All of a sudden, on the bait. Sorry. I grasped the shotgun. I'm using the 12 gauge with slugs, and I grabbed it a little tighter, and I'm like, okay, where's he coming from, you know? But it turned out that that was a sow with two cubs. I did turn my light on, whether it was legal or not. I wanted to see it coming, and she was not happy. And
was it popping its jaws?
Well, I think what had happened was the bear I had heard earlier come in behind me was probably the boar, and it's breeding season, so the sow with the two cubs was on the bait when the boar approached. He wanted to breed. She had cubs. She wasn't happy. And she was protecting her cubs.
Yeah.
And the next sound I heard was another roar, followed by her slap or somebody slapping the bait 55-gallon drum of bait down through the woods. Kabong, ding a ding a ding down through the wood, you know. And after that, then I heard the many feet running and the jaws popping and that type of thing.
Yeah. I never got close enough to my bears to hear any jaws popping, but I imagine that'll make you grab your attention.
Nah, I've heard it. Yeah, I heard it in the 2 years later when I was up again. I heard it. I had a big boar come in and didn't get a shot at him. He went by and got behind me and caught my wind. And when he caught my wind, he was popping his jaws, you know. So that's...
But, sounds of nature, Alan, are quite fascinating.
Indeed.
That thing with the lion, to this day, when I'm watching TV and I hear that sound, the hairs on the back of my neck.
I bet they do. What was the movie with Michael Douglas and... Oh, what was it called? It was based on Death of the Tall Grass about the Savavo, the lions that
Savo lions that were killed. I don't know how many pairs.
Eating the railroad workers. Yeah. Val Kilmer and
I can't remember who it was. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. That was a good movie.
It was a really good movie.
So yep.
Well, listen, you all have a good time next
All right,
week.
Buddy. Thank you. See you soon.
Catch you.
Bye-bye.
See you now.
There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. If you want to call and comment, please feel free to do so. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Now, they got a lot of ammo in. If you happen to shoot a .308, they got a lot of ammo in. They got, and it's like $10 a box of 20. It's the military reloads, all brass shells, all primers that are all sealed. They've got both hardball and 150 grain soft point. So there you go. If you need a any 308 ammo, you want to, you know, sight in your 308 or just go out and plink a little bit, you can do that too. 410-242-6108 is their phone number for that. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And of course, they carry all the ammo of any kind. I mean, I buy my Weatherby ammo there, and they carry the full line of Browning ammo, including what's now called the Dove and Clay loads. And very, very nice prices on those. They have caught on. What are you doing? Ghost in the darkness. Thank you.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Turn sound off.
I'm trying.
Thank you. Technology this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wonderful thing when it works. Anyway, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is where you'll find all the deals on ammo. Fine firearms, especially from the folks at Browning, your full-line Browning dealer, and gunsmithing services, as well as everything for fishing and crabbing and beyond. Phone number, 410-242-6108. 247-FISH is the 24-hour fishing hotline. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233. Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, we're back. Interesting story here Robin just found from WJZ. Maryland woman nearly had to have her arm amputated after she was bitten by a venomous snake inside her Silver Spring home. According to the Washington Post, on May 30th, Christy Kelly, 24, woke up around 6 a.m. in her bed in her Woodmore home after experiencing severe pain on her left hand. Kelly said the snake, a copperhead, which can grow longer than 3 feet, and this story just disappeared. Technology.
You touched something.
No, I didn't. It just went away.
You touched something.
No, I did not. It just went away. It bit her on her left hand. Twice. Apparently her dad got rid of the snake. Her mother rushed her to the hospital, and here it is. Thank you for getting that back. The venom had spread to her shoulder by the time she got to the hospital, and she developed what's called compartment syndrome, which means it started to swell and it didn't go beyond that area, and they needed to open that up really quick. Surgeon needed to perform surgery immediately, or she would have had to have get her arm amputated if they waited any longer. So apparently that's within minutes. The stitches from the surgery resembled a snake. Kelly's expected to recover in about 6 months. Bitten by a snake in her home.
In her bed.
In her bed. Not a good thing to happen. No, not at all. Hey, I want to say congratulations Jacob Vosberg of Lexington Park. He caught a new state record white catfish, 8.27 pounds. Caught it on June 1st in the Lower Potomac River. The white catfish was 23 inches in length. And our caller earlier, Uncle Dale from Easton, he caught a nice one in the chop tank here earlier this year when he was fishing for hickory shad. It was pretty interesting. But anyway, Mr. Vosberg was using blood worms on a Carolina rig, which those of you familiar know that the sinker has the line running through the center of it. So that when the fish takes the bait, you know, the weight remains on the bait's on the bottom. When the fish takes the bait, it doesn't feel the weight. It just takes the bait and the line feeds through the middle of the sinker. But he caught some small fish and then he remained patient. And hooked this nice catfish, 23-inch, 8.27-pound white catfish. He said, even before we took it out of the water, just judging by the size of its head, we knew it was a state record. So the weight was certified, and congratulations. Picture of it online on the DNR website. So a white catfish. Only ever caught one in my life. It was about 18 inches long, out of Lake Somerset in Pennsylvania. Didn't know what it was. I thought I had a new state record bullhead, and took it to the office there on the lake, and they said, no, it's a white catfish. I said, cool, never caught one. So caught white catfish, brown bullheads, black bullheads, channel catfish. Can't wait to catch a blue and a flathead one of these days. You know, what do they call it? Grand slam. You know, I can't afford to go for doll sheep and stone sheep and bighorn sheep to get my sheep slam or, you know, go get my grand slam on wild turkeys. So I'll just go with my catfish slam here in Maryland.
You can go wherever you want.
I know. I know. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. Come on now, our caller slowed down. We need to get back in line here. 410-922-6680. We talked about rats and rabbits. We talked about deer. We talked about a state record catfish, a copperhead. We talked about sounds in nature and lions roaring in the dark and screech owls and foxes screaming at night. So, anything you want to talk about. We talked about poaching and that type of thing. So we'd love to hear from you at 410 WCBM 680. We talked about coyotes. What else did we talk about? I don't know. I have no idea. And we talked about broken computers. Yes, this one is about to drive me crazy. This one right here beside me, because it's not a touch screen. I could do it if it was, but the mouse is disconnected, discombobulated, and it ain't working. I can't get the to the site. And of course, it doesn't really matter. Nobody's emailing me anyway this morning since I told them the computer was broke. But I do have my phone. So, oh, by the way, Father's Day is tomorrow. You can save $10 on last minute items at Kohl's. I got that email this morning at 4:14.
Kohl's. I heard it go off.
Yeah, I know. So, hey, here's an interesting email though from our buddy Fred Reinthaler at Aircraft Heating and Cooling over there in Rosedale. He sent me a picture. A coworker of his rescued this sea turtle near Tolchester. It was tangled in a crab pot line. Might have been about 400 pounds. It is a beast. It looks like some prehistoric thing out there. But there's his buddy with the boat hook trying to get the turtle off the crab line. And crab pot had a kind of a greenish looking buoy on it. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of turtle that is. But they're out there, folks. They are out there. I'm not sure what kind of sea turtle. You look up sea turtles and see what kind that is. It's a big one. You know, I don't know if it's
supposed to tell from that picture.
Yeah, you're supposed to tell from that picture. Look at the ridges on its back. All right, here's John. There's John in White Marsh. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hello, sir.
How are you? What's up?
Well, I went trout fishing a few days ago at the Yellow Britches. Had a wonderful time with a friend of mine, and we both caught our limit.
Uh-huh.
And so we're standing there, and since the limit's five, I'm always wondering, has anyone ever thought about having, like, a, you know, they have a deer stamp, a bonus stamp?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have a trout bonus stamp where you can pay a little extra and raise your limit?
Don't know. Interesting idea. I mean, you pay $5 for a trout stamp here in Maryland for the privilege of fishing for trout, and basically that's to pay for the hatchery program, you know, that we have. We put thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of trout in put and take areas here in Maryland. Not a lot of them stay, so they have to do it every year. But and they do the same thing in Pennsylvania, I'm sure, but I don't know. What is this?
Leatherback.
Okay.
I know at TA I spent like over $50, you know, just to have the privilege to fish there, which...
Yeah, Yellow Breeches, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were in the catch-and-keep area rather than the catch-and-return area?
Yeah, we caught them and kept them.
Yeah. There's Fisherman's Paradise up there somewhere, isn't there?
That was the first time I hit that stream.
Oh, I got it, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, that's an interesting concept. Maybe you could send me an email, and we'll forward that on to DNR and see what they have to say.
Okay, sir.
All right, man. Thanks, John.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Leatherback sea turtle.
Yeah, they say it's a tropical sea turtle, but they can migrate as far as Canada.
Really? Yeah, I mean, by the ridges on the back, it's a leatherback. I knew it wasn't a loggerhead. I can tell you that.
But it doesn't match any of the other ones, too. There are actually seven species.
Right. We've seen the loggerhead. I've seen those in southern Maryland. We were fishing down there one day, and this bowling ball with a beak on it came up out of the river down there out in the mouth of the Potomac and swam all around the boat. It's pretty cool. But this is a leatherback. That's pretty interesting.
They can reach over 6 feet and weigh 2,000 pounds.
Well, this is a baby then. If they said it was 400 pounds, that's a big one. 2,000. Wow. Wow. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool to have a picture and have an encounter like that to be able to free that thing and get it on its way. Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Well, thank you. What's going on?
Got a good funny fishing report on the Susquehanna. I thought I'd give you a shout.
All right.
Since June 1st, when the boxes opened up throughout the entire bay. We had a really good fight up there on striped bass and smallmouth bass. The stripers started off really strong in the lower part of the river, but as the they started to move up towards the dam, pushing the white perch, the primary food source up there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was up there last night. We still got a really good bite on rockfish.
Nice.
Pretty exciting. Right at dark, we tried to catch them on a. My friends tried to catch them on a Zara spook, and I was throwing a minnow plug and catching them on that.
Right. Walk the dog, man. Walk the dog.
That was fun. And then about a week prior, I was fishing mid-river and caught my personal best, a 5-pound smallmouth on a shad bait, and put the rivers of taking a picture, letting it go. And then I got another one last night that was 4-pound smallmouth.
Nice.
Got a nice picture. And like, it's really nice because Alan, the fishery is, seems like it's starting to come back.
Rebounding, yeah.
It's very much rebounding, and not seeing really any sickly fish or anything. And
that's good.
Very user friendly right now because the water flow is starting to lay down a little bit. Seeing a lot of fishing activity off the shore.
We went across there last night. We went across the dam again last night from Darlington to Conowingo. And did we come back that way? No, we didn't come back that way. But we went across, and you know, always try to keep an eye out for the eagles down there in the rocks. Saw a couple immature eagles, and you know, plenty of cormorants and things like that. But the water flow looked like it was pretty quiet. You know, so
yeah, last night it was they were running a three small units.
Right.
And with my jet boat, I was still able to navigate around, but not having the eyes that I used to have, I visited a few rocks. But,
did you dink off a couple of them? That's good.
Yeah. Well, in my early days, I used to get airborne, but
yeah.
Now I've slowed down a lot.
Yeah.
I drive in the slow lane.
I get you. Yeah, those days are gone, man. Well, congratulations on that big old smallmouth. I bet that was a lot of fun on the river with the current and all.
It was the one last night, Alan, came out of the water about 3 feet, and my friend, he knows I get a little anxious when he's got the net in hand.
Right.
You know, he scooped it up, got a couple nice pictures of it, and let it back.
So right, it was, right.
It was fun. It was fun. I had another friend out who's now turning 80, and it was good to get him out. He's a partner he used to fish with on the Susquehanna.
Right.
They can't get together anymore, so I'm trying to, you know, people that are... friends of mine that don't have the opportunities as much.
Right.
It's good to get him out, and he caught a couple nice striped bass.
Good, good. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate that.
Okay, Alan. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Lee. See you soon.
Bye,
bye. There he goes, Lee. Oh, here's the email. Finally came in from our buddy Jeff. Your earlier caller misidentified the Act playing on Sunday. The Act is not a relative or progeny of Johnny Cash. It's a play on his name. Definitely not Roseanne Cash. It is Juanita Cash, spelled with a C-A dollar sign, H. Wonder why she's in it. Does her name give any indication? She plays a kind of a Juarez version of the Johnny Cash
daughters.
The repertoire. There's no relationship. She's not. Unless Johnny was out in the West Texas town of El Paso and fell in love with a Mexican girl, and nighttime would find him at Rosa's Cantina, and music would play, and Selena would whirl. You never know about Johnny back in the younger days, but definitely Juanita. C-A dollar sign H is not a relative that he has claimed. Let's put it that way. We'll be right back.
WCBM Baltimore.
A slow-moving front is going to be the focal point for shower and thunderstorm activity heading through this weekend. Mostly cloudy during this morning with the potential for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. That'll also be the case into the afternoon hours with a high up to 84. Rain will taper off through the evening with some fog forming overnight and a low dropping down to 72. And then a warmer end of the weekend on Sunday tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high climbing to 91. And there will be some more showers and thunderstorms moving through on Monday with a high in the upper 80s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a
will share it with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor.
My favorite line coming up.
Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance and that was to run.
Here it comes.
Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied.
Looked like he could run.
On his back and away I did run.
All right, we're done. Just as I don't want to hear the sad ending. Oh, I love Marty Robbins. That was one of his greatest country songs ever. El Paso. So we'll dedicate that to Juanita Kai Dollar Sign. How do you pronounce that? Huh? Cash with a dollar sign for the S. Okay. I can't see Johnny ever doing that. Oh, now the texts are coming. I guess that's the hate mail. I don't know. Nice music, great song. Oh, got it. Thank you, Dave. Good to hear from you. 410 WCBM 680. Help me close out the hour. We do have another 2-minute break or so. I got to tell you about Clyde's again one more time. By the way, Robin and I ran into the manufacturer of the stainless steel crab pots.
Oh, yeah.
That are available at Fishbones yesterday. Said business is booming. Business is booming. So
nice looking stuff.
Nice looking stuff. Nice. I mean, if you have never seen one of these stainless steel pots at Fishbones, and you're looking to steam some crabs, you need to go in there and get one. They have them in half bushel, bushel, and bushel and a half. And they come with a basket and everything. They're a nice deal. Last crab steamer you'll ever need to buy. It's fantastic. So, anyway, good folks. I'm about out of stuff. I'm about worn out, Chris. What do you think? What would you like to talk about, Robin?
I'm just trying to stay awake.
Trying to stay awake? I got you. Well, I'll tell you what, we have seen some pretty cool stuff riding around, haven't mm-hmm. we, as far
yep.
as nature
seen
and the
foxes. We saw fox.
Yep.
Delmarva fox squirrel.
Saw Delmarva fox squirrel down Hooper's Island the other day.
A couple sick of deer.
Yeah, the sick of deer. A couple bucks, actually. One going into Hooper's on the right side there, and one at Taylor's Island. One ran another spike buck ran across the road in front of us, middle of the afternoon.
Wild
turkeys out in the backyard feeding, and
lots of whitetail.
Whitetails everywhere. Yeah, lots of does and a few fawns. So yeah, let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Whoop, maybe. Hold on, I jumped the gun a little bit. There he is. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
Hey, in that Marty Robbins song you just played.
Yeah.
Do you know why he was wanted and shot by the gendarmes, the police?
Go ahead.
Well, most people think it was because he killed a man, but that was a fair gunfight.
Right.
He was wanted for stealing a horse.
Uh-huh.
Exactly right. Yep. I never did figure out why they were after Poncho and Lefty in the Willie Nelson song. Do you?
I had no idea on that one. I've often wondered that myself.
There you go. Yep.
So, anyway, just wanted to let you know because most people think he was wanted for murder.
Ah, but he stole a horse.
Yep. Back then, that was worse than killing somebody.
Probably, yeah.
That was a killable offense back then.
Okay. Thanks for weighing in, Clay. Appreciate
thanks,
that.
Clay.
Good trivia.
Thanks,
man. See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you. And Linda in Dickeyville. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Hi. You know, I'm your your token vegetarian that listens to you every week because I love your program.
That's okay. That's okay. One of these days, maybe we'll convert you, but I doubt it. It really doesn't matter.
I eat salmon and eggs and sardines.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I'm sort of in the club. And I want to say hi to Robin. I've called and I wanted to meet her. Hi, Robin. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing, Linda?
I'm doing. I saw a squirrel the other day going across the telephone wire upside down, lateral, all the way from one end to the other. And I couldn't believe it. I had to call my neighbor. She said, well, that was a dumb mother that didn't even teach its squirrel how to climb on top of a wire. It was so funny. I said, I got to call in. And
I love
that's
it.
That's pretty funny. No Walenda genes in that family, huh?
No. You ever watch American Ninja Warrior?
No.
Oh, that's a good program.
but I can tell you every episode of Say Yes to the Dress and Four Weddings. Okay. Oh, good grief. All right. Thanks,
Linda.
Thank
you. I love you so much. I listen to you every week. And I really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
Have a great day, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. Odell, good morning. How are you, sir?
How you doing? I want to call in and thank Clyde Sports Shop, Clyde and Bill, for sponsoring Hillcrest Fishing Tournament. Donate fishing rods to
good.
All the kids last Saturday.
Wonderful. Congratulations to you and them and Clyde's as well. That's great.
And to the kids, yeah. That's wonderful.
He did a good job. I mean, he does it every year.
Nice, nice.
They've been doing it ever since my son was doing it. My son's 43.
Good grief. Does your son
know that, but they do.
Does your son still have the fishing rod?
Yeah, but when he gets off from being a police officer in Anne Arundel County.
There you go. Very good. All right, Odell.
The grandkids down there now.
Got it. Thanks for
That's awesome.
Thanks for the shout out.
Hey, you got a great show.
Thank you, buddy.
I listen all the time.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Clyde Sports Shop. Been in business 60 years.
That's
and they do have a good heart, you know, Bill. And
oh,
Bill.
I've met them; they're wonderful.
Yeah, they've you know, they're good. They're good folks, and they care about the community. That's for sure.
Need so, more of that nowadays.
Need lots more of that. You won't find that in a lot of retail locations. That's for sure. So that's good. Anything for fishing, crabbing, special on 308 ammo right now that they got a big bundle of it in. It's like $10 for 20 rounds. So if you need 308, you want to set your rifle in this year with 150 grain soft point, you can do that. If you want to go out and shoot some hardball and just, you know, go shooting, go enjoy it. At Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number there, 410-242-6108. 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474. 247-FISH is that number. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you.
Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Ah, little Johnny Horton there, right? Johnny Horton. All right. We're about ready to get out of here, but we do want to say, I said it in the last hour, and I'll say it again. I want to say thanks to my dad for bringing me up the way he did. And I had a great childhood. And I know your dad, Robin, you're thinking of him, too.
Yep, had a wonderful childhood.
Yes, indeed. Former DNR Secretary Ron Franks. Health is not that good right now, but Robin thinks about him every day, and I can tell you that. My dad's been gone since 1999, and I'll tell you what, guys, cherish those moments you have with your dad.
You're blessed to have the time you have with him, but sometimes you don't have it.
Exactly right. So, well, it's time for me to say get out,